Proclamation number 0615 of 12th of October, 1938. Intellectual property. The impact of thoughts. Try to absorb spiritual goods today, which is to be imparted to you in all simplicity and purity. On earth as well as in the hereafter, those forces remain unused for the progress of the soul, which are too much active in worldly things, or in the hereafter, are not yet able to detach themselves from matter. All power, which is wasted in such a way, turns against matter and strengthens it in its existence. In order to make this comprehensible to you, you must know that all power is nevertheless spirit. Spiritual power therefore turns again towards that which is to be diminished. Matter is to be defeated, but in this way the human being contributes to it that spiritual powers are again given to matter and thus gains strength and durability. This is the saddest process in all worldly desire and fulfillment. Imagine how everything spiritual had to be available according to God's will, in order to gradually shape itself in such a way that it was finally allowed to be embedded in man and that this power is now released again, but to the opposite effect. That it helps to increase the power of evil instead of fighting against it. When you humans thus look at your life and consider how much you strive to keep earthly goods together, and how you fear every earthly loss. How you, on the other hand, care so little for the spiritual, the true wealth of the soul, so little cared for and indifferent to great losses. When you consider that this lost property is condemned to travel the same road again, and it is in your power to prevent this, it is difficult to make clear to you the concept of spiritual good, as long as you still languish in worldly bonds. Only the immersion in spiritual things awakens in you the understanding for how spiritual forces express themselves and how valuable for eternity, for the redemption from deep night, the working of these spiritual forces can be and how therefore all attention should be directed to the correct use of this most precious good. Every thought of man is spiritual power, and so it is already to be understood from this, that every thought would have to turn upward, if this power is to be applied in the sense of God, but that all thinking of the earthly and especially the desire for it also requires this spiritual power, which, however, is not applied according to its true purpose. Without distinction, people would find support from above with goodwill, because the spiritual power itself attracts this support. But just always according to the will of man. Because likewise also the counter force is anxious to grasp the spiritual turned towards it, to strengthen itself. And every effort of this power is unsuccessful if man himself is addicted to worldly desires and strives too much for earthly good, which excludes an absorption in the spiritual. So also in this respect, man's thoughts are extraordinarily responsible, and it is an effect already on earth favorably or unfavorably whether spiritual power is increased or reduced. He who has his will upwards, his spiritual good will be increased. But he who strives for the goods of the earth, will lose. Amen.